Gosh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Doing a little brief message at the moment today. Who's excited about Christmas? Yeah? Most of the kids? Come on. Yes, there it is. That's what we want. Who's really excited about Christmas? That's more like it. Every two of three conversations with Reuben is literally just about Christmas. What's going on? What are we going to do? It's such an awesome time, hey? It's got me thinking a little bit. In light of what we've been talking, a lot of the songs today we have been focusing on the King has come. And as you see up here, it says, let earth receive her King. Now, in the world of Santa, we are taught that if we are nice, what do we get? What happens if we're a little bit naughty? Coal. Or you get nothing, don't you? Yeah? And I was like, some of us might be the same sometimes, eh? Has anyone got presents ready for your enemies this Christmas? No? Hey, Winnika. Funnily enough, me too. I have someone that I've had a few odds with this year, and God literally convicted me the other day. He says, you got to give him that. And I was like, why? And he goes, because it means something to you. And I'm like, but why? And he's like, because that's what I would do. And I'm like, okay. I was like, right, because we're not like Santa Claus, and neither's God. But often we get the same. That's right. It is a big challenge, literally. Has anybody got anything for any enemies or something? We don't. We just give presents to those. I was going to say a little bit of a joke. Kids, I have joked a bit this week, but I'm like, anyone, parents may be hiding a few gifts for their kids, from their kids. If the kids are a little bit naughty, you're like, oh, maybe I'll take them away. But you know what? God's not like that, is he? If you actually think about it, some of you might be like, yeah, he is. Because that's actually the image that a lot of people, and especially in the world, have of God. They think he's a bit like Santa. If things are going well, God's happy with me. And if things go bad, oh, I must have been bad. I must have done something wrong. Have a little think about whether maybe that is how you sometimes see God. Or whether it might have been you've just been taught that. Maybe you've heard some stories. Or you know what, I was thinking it through. I'm like, look, the Old Testament does maybe paint a little bit of that picture of God. But that so much is more like a parent. He's an incredible father. How many parents, you give your children options. You say, this is the right choice. I want you to choose the right choice. If you choose the bad choice, I still absolutely love you dearly, but there'll be blessings and there'll be certain ways that go with the right and there'll be consequences that happen with the wrong choices. And so much of the Old Testament is that. It's just wrong choices and consequences. And everyone's gone, oh, God's so horrible and he's so mean. I'm like, if he was so mean, he wouldn't have sent his son. Yeah? Would he have? Because when you look at it, Emma read so well for us, in Isaiah 9:6, it said, a son was given to us. And in John 3:16, it says, because God so loved the world, he gave his son. It doesn't say mankind was really good and had done everything right, so God decided to send his son. God was so pleased with everybody's sacrifices that he decided to send his son. He actually had to send his son because we'd stuffed up so much and he wanted us back. How awesome is that? That's who we are. So like we heard in John chapter 1, we see Jesus was with God. He became flesh and he dwelt among us, declaring to us who God is. So our image of God can change now because Jesus has come into the earth. And that's what I want us to focus on. This King that come, what does he show us of who God is? Because it said he declares who God is. The very act of Jesus coming shows us God's love. It shows us his abundant mercy and his grace and his kindness towards mankind. We saw in John 1:18 when it said the Son who's in the bosom of the Father, who knows him so well, he's come to show him. And there's a scripture in Colossians where it says Jesus himself is the very image of God. So Jesus coming to the earth is the best thing ever because then we can look at him and get a perfect picture of what God is actually like. And when Jesus walked the earth, he was blessing and he was restoring and he was healing and he was loving and he was forgiving and he was so much more than this. I want us to see so far beyond a baby in a manger this Christmas time. But this King that has come and what he has truly given to us and revealed to us, yeah? It's beautiful. This is the correct image of God. So we see that God has given us the gift of his son. Not because we've earned it, not because we've deserved it, but because God wanted to show his love, right? Now, just just to show a little bit of my love today, I have a gift here today. Who wants it? Like, who really wants it? Who wants it? Who wants it? Come get it. Oh, good job, Ethan. Don't worry, it's something you can share. So good work. Take a seat. Awesome. All right, how funny. Any adults, put your hands up. Why did no adults want it? Isn't it really funny? Something gets offered and kids are like, yes, me, woohoo. I'm like, well, come get it. I didn't see any adults get up out of your seat. What are you all doing? Come on, there's something good in there. Well, I think it's good anyway. If you don't like it, you can give it back to me. Now, as another example, a bit further than that, I have a gift. Winika, I'm going to need you for a second, sweetheart, because you weren't here on Friday. Come here. I have a gift for Winika. All right, it's a very specific gift. Yay! Now, stand there for a second. All right, I have to get this right. Now, I've got this gift for Winika, okay? But if I hold it here, is that enough? No. What does Winika have to do? She has to reach out for it, okay? So she can take it. Oh, so she has to hold it. Now, if Winika just takes it and she goes, puts it on a shelf at home, is that enough?
No.
Now, it might show her, this is my love to you, right? So she could go take it home, put it on the mantelpiece, and every time she walked past it, go, oh, Kerry loves me. Isn't that nice? She gave me a gift. Kerry loves me. But is that really my intention? Okay, she needs to open it, doesn't she? All right, so look inside, open it. Well, let's just pull it out, actually. I didn't wrap it up. It's in a bag. You got to pull it out. Oh, look at that. What is it? It's a heat pack. I have gone nutters sewing. I made like 20 heat packs in the last couple. Yeah, I know. Now, I mean, Winika might know that she knows how to deal with heat packs, but there's a specific bean in this one that needs some specific instructions. So if I didn't give her any instructions, she might cause a bit of damage with it. I also learnt that if you put this in a bag and put it in the freezer, it makes a really cool bag just as much. So to help Winika get the most out of my gift, I put something else in there. What else is in the bag? No, nah, sorry, not that far. Instructions. Oh, it's all good. She's like, scripture, and I'm like, oh, nah, sorry, not that good. But instructions. I gave her some instructions so that she can get the most out of the gift that I've given to her. Thank you, Winika. You can put it back in and receive your gift. Give her a round of applause. Okay, so back to John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Anthony, can I have them up? Thank you very much. We're going to get verse 11 and 12. Where are they? Somewhere there. They're right in the middle. He came to those which was his own, but his own did not. Everybody say, receive him. So they did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, say, receive him. To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Do you know these two words, receive, are slightly different? The first one refers to the fact that they actually rejected him. If you look at the translation. So it actually says they chose to not even take the gift. It's like Winika going, look, thanks, but no thanks. That's that. They did not receive him. The next one, receive, is they took it unto themselves and owned it and made it their own. So for those who have actually taken Christ, taken the full gift, that's he gave the right to become the children of God. But you know what? That's not all. I went for a little bit of a search through the Bible on the word receive, and I looked up the word gifts. And these are the things that Christ came not just offering himself, but so much more. A bit like the present, looking inside, unwrapping it, and then the instructions, which is the Bible, learning the fullness of what God has actually brought to us in Christ. So I've got another thing there, receive, Anthony, thank you very much, just for you to have a little look at of what Christ has brought. These are specific scriptures with the word receive or gift in it. We can receive through Christ the forgiveness of sins, life and eternal life, the gift of righteousness, abundant life, his word, the kingdom and the keys of it. I have to pause there for a second because many of you will know this, but it actually makes that statement, unless you become like a child, you won't receive the kingdom. He says those who become childlike will receive. And I was like, who came up to grab the gift like me, from me? The kids. He's like, unless you just receive, just run on up and grab what I've got for you. I've given you the kingdom through Jesus. Just come and take it. How cool is that? Anyway, so through Jesus, a relationship with God, a covenant with God, wisdom, peace, love, the crown of life, the Holy Spirit, answered prayer, his abundant grace, and adoption as sons and daughters, which we read in that John verse. That's only like a skerrick. They're just the Bible verses that have the word receive or gift, but there is so much more to what he brought to us, yeah? It's exciting. It's awesome. So, like any gift, it's up to us to take and receive. He's not waiting for good behavior. He's not waiting for perfect behavior. He's waiting for open and responsive hearts to move in. So I just want to take a moment to reflect on where we might be this Christmas time. Maybe the news of the gift is new to you, and I encourage you, if you want to know more, come and talk to us. Maybe you've rejected the gift, and may I encourage you to reconsider. Maybe you've taken the gift and you've put it on the shelf. Maybe just a trip to church every now and again. You look at the shelf and go, oh, yeah, God loves me. He sent Jesus. Isn't that a nice picture up on the shelf? But may I encourage you to take it off the shelf and dig a little deeper. Maybe you come regularly to church, but deep down inside you know that there is more. I encourage you also, dig in. Ask God what you can learn, what you can open up, what you can receive in a greater measure. I encourage all of us in this season to open our heart even greater and receive all that God has for us and made available through Christ. Because the King has come for you. The King has come to bring you into his kingdom. The King has come to draw you close to himself. And the King has come bearing many, many gifts for you. This King is Jesus, sent to reveal God and to bring all that God has for us. Will you receive all of him? I'm going to invite the kids up now who are going to sing a song about who Jesus really is, remembering that Jesus reveals God to us.